The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is February 15th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Hey, of course, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Just a reminder, if you're watching the show, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on, of course, YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on the dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. There you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. Hey, I want to say good morning to some of the people watching. It looks like Lewis and James, and I'm going to guess that's Mandy, who is the Facebook user, but I'm not sure. Anyway, all right, on today's show, of course, we'll be talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about mask mandates ending. Oh, yay! We're going to be talking about Moderna and Pfizer and, of course, more Meta troubles and electric cars. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the market. Look, yesterday was another one of those days that the market bounced all over and then it settled down to be in the red. Look, the problem was we were getting rumors that the U.S. Embassy in Kiev was closed and it was all moved to Ukraine. So all the people were moved to Ukraine from Kiev, right? And this is definitely a sign, or it was definitely a sign of something to come, and Crack Pipe Joe is being very quiet, and of course that worried me. It means one of two things. Either he is getting ready to announce the war has started, or he's completely clueless and is resting while eating his ice cream. By the way, I'm pretty sure it's the latter, but both would be pretty bad. This, of course, scares the market into selling off, because just like you, if you knew the market was going to tumble, wouldn't you sell off too? Well, the money managers feel the same way, but they're also addicted to the action, so they keep buying, and that's what keeps the market afloat when things are like that. But the news, however, this morning was that Russia had pulled back some troops, and it made this market start to skyrocket. It's amazing, right? It actually looks like the media will have to look somewhere else for another story. Of course, the other scary thing that was happening with the market is the Fed rate and the tapering of bond buying causing the bond yield to hover around 2%. Now, St. Louis Fed President James Bullard reiterated his call for the central bank to take aggressive steps to fight inflation in the first half of 2022. Bullard told CNBC that the Fed should front-load the tightening of its monetary policy. Basically, he's suggesting that a full basis point increase would be appropriate before July. That's 4 months from now. And he's saying that would prevent or simply stop inflation in its tracks. Yeah, it sure would prevent or stop inflation. It would cause a nightmare. By the way, it's too late for that, Bullard. You should have been raising rates slowly the past few years. You can't make up for it in 4 months. That would cause the economy to crash completely. It would cause the stock market to crash. It would cause housing to crash. You can't move it up 1 point in 4 months. Look, because of his extreme views on the measure, the market had a tough time yesterday. It all goes back to bad decisions and trying to fix those decisions. You know, like voting for the wrong president, trying to figure out how to fix that problem. Anyway, it need to be a slow fix or a recession will hit this country worse than it did in 2008. By the way, the futures are popping right now. The futures are up 428 points in the Dow. The S&P is up 71 points. And the NASDAQ is up 308. I'm telling you, it's going to be another crazy day, but it might be a good crazy day. Wow. All right. So let's talk about what's going on with mask mandates. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I can't wait. Hey, I want to say hello to a couple people online real quick. I want to say hello to James. I want to say hello to Lewis, Mick, and Bill. All right. So it appears, basically, if you can't beat them, join them, as is the theory for most of the holdout Dumbocrat states. Yes, many of the Nazi regime leaders of the states that had the toughest restrictions against, you know, living in freedom, the Constitution, and they're basically giving up their draconian mandates. Listen to this list of states who feel maybe they went too far and feel with midterms coming, they might want to give their citizens, you know, freedom. So COVID restrictions are being lifted in California. California, I still can't believe that. Oh yeah, didn't the Super Bowl happen and nobody was wearing masks there, but everywhere else they had to? Anyway, they're being lifted in California, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, Oregon, Illinois, New York, and Rhode Island. Huh. Do they think that people will forget? Oh wait, in fact, they will, and these Democrats are counting on it. That's the problem. Don't let them forget. Politicians always think their subjects are idiots, and the majority have proven the politicians' thoughts on this matter are correct every time. If they, the people, weren't idiots, there would not have been any mandates in the first place, or at least none that were followed. We had some people stand up for freedom. Hey, remember those guys at Attila's gym? Those guys stayed open, and the government tried everything to shut them down. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines to shut them down. And they ended up paying nothing. They even had jail time. They spent 24 hours in jail, and then they were released. And it just so happens in a few places, and always the same thing. Every time they did this, the fines were retracted, and they got to go on living their lives. I boldly declare to all real estate agents that I would sell houses while the entire real estate industry shut down the housing market, and believe it or not, I was threatened with jail and the loss of my real estate license. Personally, I don't really care. I was actually looking forward to them taking my license away and me suing them, but it didn't happen. I never listened to the draconian authority, and I wasn't going to with any government overreach ever. How many of you can say over the past 2 years that you never wore a mask? Well, I can, although that's not exactly true. I did wear a mask for 30 minutes when I made a video proving that they don't work. Look it up. Oh, and in that video, by the way, that video was removed by YouTube, by, you know, the YouTube Truth Censors, the Ministry of Truth, if you all read 1984. Well, America, you will be given the ball again as these illegal and unconstitutional mandates continue to go away. Don't screw it up again, and don't ever let them do this to us again. If you do, it's your own fault. Hey, Michael, I see you saying hi up there. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk about Moderna and Pfizer. Well, as we discussed, it looks like the madness is ending. So where does that leave the vaccine manufacturers? Last week, we discussed that J&J stopped making their vaccine because they decided to use the factory making the vaccine for more important in-demand products. So Moderna and Pfizer are also going to struggle with vaccines not being needed any longer. At this point, everyone who has decided to get the vaccine or not get the vaccine probably isn't going to change their mind. Well, it's pretty clear that the people who decided to get the vaccine can't change their mind anymore. But the people who haven't gotten their vaccine, they're just not going to get it. They don't want it. I don't want it. Maybe you don't want it. Maybe you do want it. I don't care. But at least have the freedom to get it. And again, I'm pretty sure that the people who are scared got it, and the people who are scared of it aren't going to get it. Anyway, that would mean that close to 100% of the people who are willing to put that poison in their body, did I say poison? Oh, that must have been a slip, have taken the shot, and the people who aren't, they're not going to get it for any reason, including freedom of medical decisions, and they're probably not going to change their mind. With that being said, the manufacturer's stocks are starting to decline. Moderna plunged more than 11%, which is the biggest decline in the S&P 500 on Monday. Pfizer went down 2%, and BioNTech said was down more than 9%, while Novavax was off more than 11%, and J&J fell over only 1%. Now, you know why J&J only fell 1%? Because they already did this. They already stopped making a vaccine, so they already had that punch. Now, these other guys, and J&J has a much better business model. By the way, did you also notice that the timing is right at the moment that the witch Pelosi has decided that insider trading of Congress should be banned? I don't tell you, if I was to describe this whole scandemic, vaccine, and insider trading story 3 years ago, you would think I was discussing a new television series on Netflix. Well, come to think of it, think about this, right? The average Netflix series lasts about 2 years. Could it be that we're all just fictional characters in a Netflix series? Oh man, they really need to make pot illegal again. I obviously walked by someone smoking it last night. I know. Maybe I take a break and drink some coffee and get back to existentialism, because I'm kind of definitely out there this morning. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way, and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. Oh, yeah, I feel that much better. All right, like somebody said online, I didn't inhale, so it's cool. All right, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money and get a good laugh. Come on now. I'm sorry, I'm reading the comments on Facebook, and I just find this really funny because, you know, we were talking about pot before, so it says, like, but like Bill, you didn't inhale, so it's all good, and then they continue to say, and I didn't have sex with that woman either. I don't know, I just had to say it, it's hysterical. Anyway, hit that like button, let me know you enjoyed the show. Also, leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them live if I can. Anyway. So far, we've been discussing the fact that the futures are up 427 points, the S&P is up 70 points, and the NASDAQ is up 305 points. Woo! We also talked about mask mandates ending. Now, if they would just get rid of the papers, please, you're a Nazi paper, please, I want to see your papers, please. If they get rid of that, then finally the world can possibly go back to normal. We talked about the fact that Moderna and Pfizer and J&J stocks are all diving because nobody wants the vaccine anymore. And, of course, coming up, we have more Meta troubles, and we have a conversation about electric cars. And, of course, today's picks and plays. But first, did you hit that like button? Did you hit that share button? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube or Twitter, and you make me laugh when you do, right? And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. And also, when you get home, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook, and let me know what you think of the show. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. So let's talk about Meta and Facebook and, oh boy. All right, so it seems like Meta is always in the news for doing something to violate people's rights and privacy. The company, who rebranded itself from the name Facebook to Meta, is now being sued again for the facial recognition software that they use to help you find people, you know, within the Facebook platform. Not too long ago, you would put up a post with a picture on Facebook, and Facebook would look at all the people in the picture electronically and see if it could recognize the people in the photo and then ask if you wanted to tag that person. I actually liked this feature. It was kind of cool, and it actually helped you share your excitement of the picture with others in the picture, right? Of course, this technology can and was used for anything Meta wanted to use it for, and those details we may never know. But I would fear that they used it to see who associated with someone else, and maybe that's why so many conservatives were put in Facebook jail. Anyway, the platform would red flag the people who hung around other red flag people and target them for Facebook jail or account termination. Well, now Meta is in trouble for the technology because the Attorney General of several states have said that Facebook used their facial recognition software without the permission of the people who own those faces. Yes, as a user of the platform, you had the option to turn off the feature, if you even knew how. But what about those who didn't have a profile on Facebook? So if I loaded a picture and it was a picture of me and someone who didn't have a profile, the other person would also be now part of the facial recognition software database, and that other person in the photo had no control of it. Well, Facebook dropped this feature a few months ago. However, now the Texas Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against the company for violating the privacy of those people. It also claims that when Facebook dropped the feature, they did not delete the data in a timely manner, if they deleted it at all. According to sources, check this out, each violation, Meta can be fined $25,000. Remember that Facebook has billions of users, so if the court sides with the Attorney General in Texas, like they did in Illinois about a year ago, this could cost Meta billions. The Illinois lawsuit was settled for $650 million. By the way, I'm wondering if the people in Illinois got a piece of that. Or does Illinois just take the $650 million and give it to the politicians or the lawyers who sued? I don't know. I kind of like that feature, by the way, and it's sad that too many people could use it for bad, but frankly, I'm no fan of how Facebook treats their users anyway, and if I didn't build such a following on a platform, I'd probably close my account. But don't worry, I won't. I like you guys online watching me too much. So there you go. So if you're watching me online, you know, thank me for putting up with Facebook and their Facebook jail nonsense. All right, let's talk about electric cars. Someone told me the other night that the Super Bowl was on Sunday. Did you guys know the Super Bowl was Sunday? And that person also told me that, you know, there were some ads during the Super Bowl. Oh, you watched it? Oh, you the people who said you would never watch it again because of the politics? Oh, yeah, you guys. All you guys who said you would never watch the Super Bowl or watch football again because of the BLM and the other nonsense and the politics, well, you guys watched it. Well, I didn't. But I just want to be fair. I probably wouldn't have watched it anyway because I'm really not into sports anyway. But anyway, getting back to electric cars, it appears that several of the auto manufacturers were advertising their latest EV cars. There were 6 ads, including brands like BMW, GM, Nissan, Toyota, and Kia. And the surprise was also Polestar, who showed off their Polestar 2. For you guys who don't know who Polestar is owned by Volvo and also partially owned by Volvo and also a Chinese company. Polestar headquartered is in Sweden. And by the way, if you go to the website for Polestar, you will see something interesting. They actually offer a fully vegan interior. Now, I had a chuckle because I was wondering who actually eats the interior of their cars. Well, come to think of it, if your battery is drained and you're stuck in the middle of nowhere without a charging station, I guess this could be good. You could eat your car, and if you eat your car, you know, at least you can survive a little bit longer before somebody comes for you to try to bring you electric. I don't know quite how they bring the electric. I don't know. Do they bring a really long extension cord? Whatever. Anyway, the current market for EV cars is clearly expanding as the world decided that this is the way to save the planet. Don't forget to save the planet. Buy an electric car. But only 9% of all cars sold are EV cars. But getting back to the car ads, I remember when ads were sexy and fun. I don't know, these just, you know, like, you know, you get into the muscle car, right? But I do have to admit, I like the Kia commercial with the robot dog. Hey, did you see that Kia commercial with the robot dog? Didn't you just feel sorry for the robot dog that the battery went dead as he jumped off the building? Are you getting ready to buy an electric vehicle? I'd like to know if you are. I keep thinking about it, and I actually almost ordered a Tesla X last year, but I don't think I'm ready yet. I know. Look for some good plays in EV car stocks. However, I think Tesla's time is probably over because of all the other competition. But I've been saying it for 3 years now, and it just keeps going up. Of course, it's down off its high of about 1,300, and it's resting in the low 900s. Ford and GM had a great year for their stocks, even with the supply chain issues. And I'm wondering how the truckers in Canada are going to cause more supply chain issues. Actually, Ford plants are being shut down. But I've also been watching some of these stocks, and they continue to surprise me. So it might not be bad. You might have a good play here. All right, let's take a break, and we will see you on the other side. And I will talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the market and how to make money.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. I got to read this comment. So Paul says, if you were woke, you would know that vegan is a lifestyle and not just a diet. This show is offensive to vegans. The vegan community is going to come down on you and cancel you, Steinhaus. I just think that's hysterical. All right, anyway, so far we've been discussing the futures update, and the futures are up 388 points, the S&P is up 63, and the NASDAQ is up 285. We talked about the fact that mask mandates are ending, and maybe pretty soon we will be able to go places and people won't say, papers, please, we are the Nazis, please give us your papers or you cannot enter. I can't wait for that day. We talked about the fact that Moderna and Pfizer and J&J are actually dropping their stock prices because, hey, nobody wants the vaccine anymore. We talked about Meta's troubles, and we talked about electric cars and some of them being vegan. Coming up is today's picks and plays, but first, did you guys hit that share button? Did you hit that like button yet? Let everyone know what great stocks are going to be coming by sharing this information. And of course, you could share this page in groups that you feel will benefit from it. And hey, you can also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube or LinkedIn. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this station and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market, and maybe even get a good laugh. All right, let's talk about what's going to go on today. Today will be a day of discovery. The market will be digesting the fact that Russia pulled some troops from the border and maybe signaling that the war was going to was not going to happen, or is going to happen, or not going to happen. I don't know. Both Russia and Ukraine have been reporting that Biden has been stoking the media and overreacting the whole time. In my opinion, the conflict ended or is ending in negotiations between Russia and Ukraine, and both governments aren't giving the weak leaders in the East any information because, frankly, it isn't any of their business anyway. And the weak leaders like Crackpipe Joe and Charles Trudeau, they don't know how to get this information because they go, can you please tell us? And he goes, no. I personally believe Russia, by the way, already owns Ukraine as part of a negotiation, but we will see what the future brings. With this tension possibly subsiding, the market is reacting pretty well as the futures are rising again. That, of course, means that oil stocks will probably retreat today, and so will other commodities. I'm still looking at recovery stocks such as travel to be the big movers over the next few months. I like Uber, I like Lyft, I like the hotel stocks, I like the airline stocks, and I like the cruise stocks. When Gestapo Joe finally lifts his mask mandate, wait, all these stocks are going to pop. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to fly again. I can't fly because I know I'm going to be thrown off the plane because I'm going to argue with the flight staff about wearing a mask. But anyway, watch for the rest of the scandemic stocks to fall. Now, the scandemic stocks will include vaccine manufacturers we talked about, PPE makers, and some of the other things like Zoom and other work-at-home stocks. By the way, has anyone received their government-issued COVID test kit yet? I know I ordered mine 6 weeks ago when I had the sniffles, and I still have no kit. I'm just wondering if they're ever going to be delivered. Who knows? All right, let's take a look again at the futures. Right now, the Dow is up 403 points. The S&P is up 66. And the NASDAQ is up 294. It's going to be a really good day. So I would definitely continue to watch it. Hey, if you registered for our special event on April 24th, we're going to be having Bill Spady of New Jersey 101.5, another special guest that will discuss both finances and constitutional freedom. It's going to be an amazing event that will include two of the most important things in your life, finances and freedom. We'll be having lunch and breakfast at the historic Washington Crossing Inn in Washington Crossing, and tickets are selling fast, so go to the number 4MMW.com, 4MMW.com to join us. Hey, let's talk real quick about crypto. Bitcoin and Ethereum are both moving up. They're actually moving up because the market's moving up, and when they move up, the market moves up. These guys are moving up together, which is kind of cool, and we'll see what happens. Gold and silver, I'm going to expect to be dropping slightly, and sure enough, they are dropping slightly, so gold is actually down to 1850, which isn't bad, and silver is right around 23, so that's not bad either. So I actually like the fact that they're not moving far down. But they are going to definitely going to move down today. You'll see them move down today. And the Treasury bond, now the Treasury bond is what caused a bunch of problems. Now the Treasury bond at the moment is over 2%. So this might actually cause some craziness in the stock market today. We have two things, right? Part of it, we have the Russia-Ukraine movement. Maybe, as they said, Russia pulled back. But we have the Treasury bond peaking over 2% again. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting day. So what we've seen in the past, we've seen days like these. They start out with a market right now. Like I said, the Dow is up 412, and they end negative. I don't think it's going to end negative. I'm just not so sure it's going to end as hot as it is right now. All right, real quick. Let's also go. I also want to thank, of course, all you listeners on WWDB on 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And, of course, if you enjoy the show, please reach out and let us know. And if you're not enjoying the show, hey, let us know that, too, because I haven't gotten any compliments or complaints about this show yet. I'd love to hear something. And, of course, you can leave comments on the WWDB fan page on Facebook, and you can look for us online. If you guys don't know, my name is Larry Steinhaus. I'm the host of Money Chat Now, and I'm also the CEO of Investor Schooling, and I have such a blast with this. It's just so much fun. Hey, you guys should also know that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed on this show. And, of course, the opinions discussed on this show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. And like I've said before, some people have asked me not to discuss them. Oh, boy. All right. By the way, tomorrow, I'm going to be out tomorrow. We have a really special best of tomorrow. So I'm telling you, you want to listen to it tomorrow. It's going to be great. It's a really special best of. So I'll be out tomorrow. I'm going to be celebrating my Valentine's Day tonight and tomorrow. Have a profitable day.